Meshliyot, everybody. So, Lamaisa, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a busy day, and davening Slichas is shorter. So, we certainly can't. I can't keep you holding here with too much Torah, but just something, a little bit. Essentially, we find in this time these three parts: Yom Roshana, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. In the Kisra and the Shaar Kavanos, it's interesting. We find that, even though those are three separate tkufis, three separate Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, the Rizal was megala that on Erev Yom Kippur, a little bit of the Oiris of Sukkos already begin to come in. They already begin to come in Erev Yom Kippur, and that's part of the Suda, the Achila, and Shasi of Erev Yom Kippur. Is part of it, there's kavanas that are related to Rosh Hashanah, there's kavanas that are related to Yom Kippur, and there's kavanas that are related to Sukkos. So there's a certain element of Sukkos already in the air in Erev Yom Kippur, then it pauses, Yom Kippur, and then it kicks up again, you know, after Yom Kippur, getting ready for Sukkos. So what's that in you? Evidently, there's a deep bond between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. That's evidently what you see. So Pshat. So in Parashas Achrimais, where it talks about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Beis Hamikdash and Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, so it says in Pasuk, it's talking about the context is when the Kohen Gadol will go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim to do the Ketairah. Kodesh HaKodeshim. So it says in Pasuk, V'chol Adam lo yieh ba'al ma'ed, V'voyal HaKodesh L'chaper, Ad Seisai, and so on. The Pasuk says that no one is allowed to be in the oil ma'ed when the Kohen Gadol goes in to the Kodesh HaKodeshim to bring the Ketairah. V'chol Adam lo yieh ba'al ma'ed. Now the Gemara in Yuma, Mem Dalet, Mem Hei, it's a whole sugi over there, the Gemara learns that even though the Pasuk, the simple Pshat is talking about on Yom Kippur with the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but it's lav davka then, it's a klal always. Whenever there is avoda being done inside the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but even in the outer chamber, the Ketaris every single day, sprinkling blood of certain karbonis, any avoda that's done inside, there's halacha v'chol adam liyavoy elmai, no one's allowed to be there. No one's allowed to be there. Now, the Gemara even says further, the Gemara says that there's a slight difference between when something is being done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim versus when things are being done in the Heichal. So for example, when things are being done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, so no one's allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKodeshim besides the Kohen Gadol, and no one's allowed to be one step removed. No one's allowed to be in the Heichal either. When Avodah is being done in the Heichal, no one's allowed to be in the Heichal, and no one is allowed to be even from the Mizbeach v'lefnin. In Azaras, you have the open courtyard, the Mizbeach in the middle. From the Mizbeach towards the Heichal, that's also an area you're not allowed to be. So it's like the area that the Avodah is happening is off limits to anyone, and even the area before that. So if it's the Kodesh HaKodeshim, it means the Kodesh HaKodeshim is off limits in the Heichal. If it's in the Heichal, it's the Heichal plus the Azar from the Mizbeach and in. That's what the Gemara says. So again, this halacha of Chol Adam Lo Yieh is not only by the Kodesh HaKodeshim with the Kohen Gadol, fakert, it's every single day by the Ketaris and so on. So the shaila is, why would Hashem put this mitzvah, this halacha, specifically in the context of Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? If it's true every single day, anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, then why would it be highlighted dafka in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? So it's like this. There's a base of Machlokes Rishonim, what's the nature of this Isser? The sheet of, to make a long story short, the sheet of Taisvis, the Meiri, a number of Rishonim hold that the fundamental nature of this halacha, v'chol adam lo yiyah, is because of the sanctity of the place, the kedusha of the makom. There's a general halacha that one is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash for no reason. It's called a bi'ur reikonis. To go in for no reason, it's a disgrace for the place. It's not just on the hefka place to go in and out. You have to go for good reasons. So there's certain So for example, if you have no reason to go, then it's off limits to you. Why? Because the place is so holy. It's not stam. It can't be treated trivially. So Taisvus Meiri, many Rishonim say that as an extension of that, that's what this halach is. Even a kohen that maybe has a reason to go in, but if the avoid is being done inside the Beis HaMikdash, v'chol adam lo yiyah. Why? Because when the avoid is being done in the Beis HaMikdash, it intensifies the kedusha, and the kedusha is so intense that no one is allowed to go in there. No one's allowed to go into Kodesh HaKodeshim ever, and no one allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when Avod is being done, except for that person that's going in. But the fundamental idea is because of the sanctity of the place. Now, because of that, Tosfos says that this idea that the Gemara says that if Avod is being done in the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Azara from the Mizbeach and in, it's also off limits, says Tosfos that element is only Midrabbanan. Why? Because from the Torah, that's not a specific designated location. From his Be'echan in, there's the Azara, and then there's the temple itself. But to split up in pieces, that from the Mizbeach and in, you're not allowed to go. If since the fundamental principle is that the place, there's a Kedushas HaMakim to the place, well, in, from the Torah, as far as places are concerned, there's the Azara in total, or there's the Heichal, and there's the Kadosh HaKadoshim. But to say that the Azara, that there's a difference between Mizbeach and inward in Azara, that's not on a Deraisa level, that's not a designated separate area. So to say that that area is now off limits, clearly it's only Midrabbanan. Since the nature of the mitzvah is the place is holy, we don't find the place of the Mizbeach and Inn being separate from the rest of the Azara on a Deraisa level. So this is the Shita of Taisvus and Meiri, that the fundamental nature is, this is a holy place, and especially when Avodah is being done, and therefore the area is off limits. And Midrabbanan, we extended the area even to be from the Mizbeach and Inn. If the Rambam held like this, then what section should the Rambam put this in? The halachas of L'chol Adam Lo Yiyya. The section would be in B'yes Mikdash. B'yes Mikdash, the laws of going into the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Rambam talks about the halacha of not going in for no reason at any particular time. If the nature of this halacha was Kedushas HaMakom, the holiness of the place, and just like you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, so now there's a heightened sensitivity when Avodah is being done, you're not allowed to go in at all. Then it's a bias mikdash dik halacha. The Rambam doesn't put it there. The Rambam puts it in Tamidim u'Musafim. The Rambam puts it in Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Rambam puts it in the context of the halachas of the Avodah itself. So how do we understand that? What's the nature of the issur then according to the Rambam? Also, the Rambam holds that this halacha that you're now let it go also from Mizbeach and in, the Rambam holds it's also Daraisa. It's Daraisa. So again, if the Rambam held like Tosfos in the Meiri that it's an intensification of the Kedusha of the place. From the Torah, there is no place that's called Mizbeach and Inn. If the Rambam holds that even that's a Daraisa, it means it's nothing to do with the Kedusha of the place. So what is the nature of this halach, of this Isser? So the way the Rambam presents it is as follows. He says that when Avodah is being done, like what does the Pasuk say? The language of the Pasuk is, when Avodah is being done inside, v'chol adam lo yiyya b'ol mayim, no one should be there. So that's what the Rambam should say. The Rambam should say that when Avodah is being done inside, no one should be there. It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this. When it's the time for Avodah to be done inside, Parshin Kol Adam, we separate, we make everyone leave. Why does the Rambam highlight that, make everyone leave? No one's allowed to be there. Obviously, if no one's allowed to be there, then that means that Beis Din has to sort of, make sure that the halach is kept. But the Rambam introduces this idea with that sentence, that we separate, we get everyone out of there. What's the inyan? According to the Rambam, the site of the Isser is not like the place is more holy because Avodah is being done. The concept of the Isser is that when Avodah is being done, we want to highlight the chashivas of the entrance of the kohen. We want to highlight his entrance and his exit. The chaladam loyi, no one's allowed to be there when he goes in, at seisai, until he leaves. And says the Rambam, it's not just no one's allowed to be there. We mach platz, we separate, everyone leave. There's a halacha of making sure that everyone leaves. That's the nature of the Isser. The nature is, it's the halacha in the avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, when there's an avoida that's done inside, to highlight the chashivas of the entrance and exit of the kohen doing it. So it's not like a bias mikdash dik halacha. It's not like no one's allowed to be there. The point is, we want to give a chashivas to the entrance and the exit of the kohen. If there's people standing around there and they're going in and out, then it's not highlighted the significance of the kohen going in and out. To highlight the significance of the kohen going in and out, we make sure no one's there, and we go out of our way to get everyone out of there to highlight the fact that, oh, there's someone coming, and that's the kohen going in and out. So what's the pnimius of this inyan? That we want to give a chashivas to the entrance and exit of the kohen. So it says in the Zohar Kaddish Nid Rabbah in Parshas Nasai. Kamara talks about this a lot. It says in the Zohar Kaddish, Zakah man da'ayil v'nofik. Praiseworthy is a yid who's able to go in and out. Uman da'ayil v'loy nofik. Someone that's able to go in but can't get out. Tov loy d'loy nivr. It's better for not to be born. It's better, certainly better not to go in. What's the Zohar talking about? What area? What does it mean to go in and out? The Zohar Kaddish is talking about a yid that's going into the higher world and out of the higher worlds to come to the lower worlds. Baki b'ratzai, baki b'shai, ratzai v'shai. We know there's two elements to Avodas Hashem. There's running towards the Ribbono Shel Olam and Ruchnius and trying to go to heaven. But then there's the Avod of Shoiv, of descending down into earth, of going on a shlichus from the Ribbono Shel Olam to make this world the Dir B'Tachtoina, to bring Hashem's presence into this world. Says the Zohar Kaddish, Zakom and the Isle of Inofik. There's a certain level of attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam that will allow a Yid to go in properly and to come out properly. Like Rabbi Kiva, Nichnas B'Sholem, V'yatza B'Sholem. But man the eye of Leinofik, but someone that thinks they could go in. In other words, they're on fire to go up to heaven. But V'Leinofik, but they don't know how to come back down. They're not interested in that mission of coming back down. Then they don't. Then they're not really going in either. Then they're not really going in either. For a Yid to truly experience Ruchnias, it's only that Yid that knows that the purpose of that is eventually to then come back down and to be and to uplift and to sanctify and to bring depth into Gashmius. So come on the ayah v'nafik. The Gemara writes that there's two levels of Moichin, there's two levels of Avodas Hashem. There's Chitzonius and there's Pnimius. When a Yid is serving the Ribbono Shel Olam only way of Chitzonius, they don't really understand God. They don't really understand God. They understand what it means to be in like an excitable state. That's not really in tune with the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. When a Yid is being Isaac and Avodas Hashem bebechinas chitzonius, then they don't know how to go in and out. But when the Avodas Hashem is in pnimius, the language of the Arizal, chitzonius means meichna of bina, and pnimius means meichna of chachma. When a person is being Isaac and Avodas Hashem bepnimius, which means, and the Gemara explains, that chitzonius means where the focus is just the eslavas, just the excitement, just the fire. But pnimius means that it's with the fire, but it's deeply, but the soul of it is humility and avas Yisrael and avas Hashem and a sense of bittul and a sense of trying to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of me, being a kli for the Ribbono Shel Olam, being a shliach of Hashem. When it's a pnimius de kavayda, then you'll have the ability to go in and out b'shalom. So says the pasuk, when avoid is being done on the outside in the Azara, you don't have to highlight the entrance and exit of the kind. It's chitzonis dek avoid. Chitzonis avoid, there's no inin of ayal v'nafik. But when avoid is being done on the inside, then says the Rambam, what? Now there's halacha v'chol adam lo yibo ayal mayid, which means, says the Rambam, to highlight and to give significance to the entrance and exit of the kind. Because that's the definition of pnimis dek avoid. The definition of pnimis is how do you know whether your avodah is pnimius? The litmus test is whether you're nichnas b'shalom and yoytze b'shalom. Whether you're able to go into ruchnius and immediately then thereafter go out into gashmius. And for you, it's not much of a difference. Nichnas b'shalom, yoytze b'shalom. That's a simon of a pnimius tik avodah. So you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur, and you have Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah is chitzonius. Rosh Hashanah is, again, it's relative to Yom Kippur. The Arizal writes this. So Rosh Hashanah relative to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is chitzonius meichin abina, whereas Yom Kippur is meichin abchachma. On Rosh Hashanah, it's our entrance, it's the beginning of Avodas Hashem. We're still in the Azara. So therefore, there's no inyan of highlighting nichnas v'yaitzi, of going in and out. But on Yom Kippur, the Ribbono Shel Olam brings us into the inner chamber. Yom Kippur is pnimius. Yom Kippur is a slavus, is fire, just like Rosh Hashanah. But there's a deep soul to Yom Kippur, which is that humility and that sense of bittul and that sense of embracing one's purpose in life beyond the hisiris and the slavus that one experienced on Rosh Hashanah. The soul of avas Yisrael, the soul of bittul, the soul of just knowing that you're going to embrace your shlichus in life. It's davka from Yom Kippur that you're then able to experience Sukkot. What Sukkot? Sukkot is Nechnas v'yaitzi. Sukkot is Ayal v'nafi. Sukkot is shaking lul v'nesrig. The highest madrigas Teshu came to do it. To live in a sukkah means everything goes on in a sukkah. It means smiras and Torah and avoid in the sukkah. And it also means suddus with the family, with the kids, with stam. Everything goes on in the sukkah. And esrig is beautiful, dafka, the more bumpy it is, yeah? So the holiness of sukkahs is that to be comfortable in ayal v'nafik, to go in and out. The koyach of going in and out of nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom, which is in Rabbi Akiva, that starts from the moichin of Yom Kippur. That's what you say, Orzu Atzadik, Yilishli Simcha, Saif Tevis, Rabbi Akiva. Because that's the kayak of going in. Yom Kippur tells you, when you go into Yom Kippur, understand that the goal is to inculcate within oneself a pnimistik eskashus Rabbanu Shalom, where you're on the same page as Hashem. And Hashem's page is Dir B'tachtonos. Being able to go down into the world and being able to be in two places at once, to be connected to Ruach Nias, and understand that from there to go into Gashmias, because at the end of the day, even my involvement with Ruach Nias is because Hashem wants me to be there. It's not because I want to be there, because Hashem wants me to be there. And if Hashem wants me to be there, sometimes Hashem wants me to be in Olam Hazeh. And that's okay with me. That bittul, that hachnor, and that sense of ayin, that's what Yom Kippur is. Therefore, it was Megal V'Arizal that the Oris of Sukkot already begin Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, which is a yontif that we're celebrating Yom Kippur, is also a celebration a little bit of the Oris of Sukkot, because that's the pnimius of Yom Kippur. Hashem should bless us. As we go into Yom Kippur, we should be zechut to be mamish on fire with the Avodas Hashem, but in its core, in its nucleus, with that inyan of hachna, of bittul, of embracing all of the hislavis and hisaris and all the Avodas Hashem, because the Rabbanu Shalom wants it and it makes him happy, and we have to be on the same page as him. Hashem should bless us that just as Rabbi Kiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yatz b'shalom, we should also be nichnas b'shalom v'yatz b'shalom v'yaskol tzad v'rach v'meir 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 v'meir.